Hello, listeners, and welcome to the Zozone. I want to start by going on the record and saying I fully support Art and everything that he does. Now that I've said that, you'll understand that everything else I say comes from a place of love. Art is taking this whole going to war thing very seriously. I do understand that going to war is serious. I just don't necessarily think we should be seriously going to war. Don't get me wrong. No one is as angry or sad or concerned as I am that Tom was stolen from us. It's just, I'm not sure that fighting is a great idea. In the beginning, I was on board, feeling very emotional, as one should in these situations. But after taking the time to think about it, it sort of doesn't make any sense. Who are we going to war with? What would it accomplish? Who is on our side? Aside from you all, that is. Not that I don't have faith that if we started a war, you'd all help us finish it, but I just don't know how many of you all there are, or where you are. It's also not clear to me that you'll join us, and without your support, I'm not sure what we have going for us. Art is a leader, for sure, as am I. I'm also an entertainer and an artist, really. But that has nothing to do with being a fighter. We are both really great at doing hands-on projects, but I'm not so sure about our talents at hand-to-hand combat. I don't know what makes Art suddenly think he'd be great at that. He's just a very confident man. Or perhaps he thinks he'll be able to stir up all of our supporters into a fervor and you'll go into battle in the name of us. Or Tom, really. Can't forget about the innocent victim in all of this. And this isn't to say that I doubt all of you, but I can't even get you stirred up enough to write in listener mail, let alone take up arms to storm the ZPA. Not that that's a bad thing. I certainly believe you are all so very loyal to us, but I should hope that you'd have better sense than be willing to commit to violence for another person. Now, don't misread what I'm saying. I still fully believe that the lunatics at the ZPA are responsible for the loss of Tom. But I don't think war specifically is the answer. I know there are other ways to deal with them. Also, Art is most definitely not a violent person. By declaring war, he perhaps just wants to publicly proclaim them to be our enemies? Why don't I know for sure? Well, I'll tell you why. I'm a little nervous to ask. After the several mental breakdowns we experienced during the winter and the spring, I'm not sure what to expect from Art, and the heat wave certainly isn't helping anything. Currently, my plan is to keep letting him talk about the war or going to battle or whatever. I'll let him take some time and cool off in a bit. You know how men can get so emotional and hysterical at times. But once he stops and thinks about it a bit, he might come to his senses and realize the best way to deal with these things. Which, of course, I will have proposed to him by then the perfect solution. I don't have that planned exactly yet, but I have like a month, so I'll start working on that next week. In the meantime, I expect you all to follow through with a full embargo on all goods and services. You are not to help the ZPA in any way, shape, or form. As supporters of From A to Z with Art and Zoe, that's all we can ask, at least if you want to be able to continue wearing the merchandise. We put our names on that for a reason. That goes for you too, Sally and Brian. I don't feel like I even have to tell Phyllis, since she's always got my back anyway. Perhaps we could even find someone willing to engage in a little bit of espionage. Apply for the ZPA, get in, and get close to Martha. Though, I don't suppose any of you could possibly get in if I was rejected. But no harm in trying, anyway. Lie if you have to. I will need your commitment to me first to ensure that you are working for the Dueling Hams Network, otherwise I'll just wind up assuming you're one of them. That's it for me today. I told Art I'd help him start mapping out battle plans. I don't even know what it means, but as long as it's just on paper, I'm okay with it for now. If you need any advice, have suggestions on a war alternative, or are considering becoming a spy, Email me at fromarttozoe@gmail.com. That's fromarttozoe@gmail.com. For the time being, I'm not ready to pull the plug on this war because Art is really getting a lot of stuff done around the bunker since he's so motivated. So please don't tell Art. Over.